Welcome back to the class Reading and Writing for College Students. We are on Unit 6, the last unit of our reading section for this class before we head off into the wild blue yonders of writing. But for Unit 6, we're going to be studying the processes of studying. It's going to come in three sections: studying knowledge, studying others' knowledge, and embracing knowledge and wisdom. For this section, though, we want to start to talk about studying knowledge. And this is going to build upon everything we've done before in reading. The reading that comes when we're reading something, reading is a form of acquiring knowledge. And knowledge is always going to come from thoughts and ideas. It can also come from experience, but in every way that we think of knowledge, all of our ideas grow out of other ideas. And where do we get the feed to feed our minds for these ideas? We're going to read, we're going to understand, we're going to build our structures of thoughts, we're going to understand the structures of thoughts of the writer that we're reading. We're going to understand and build the structure of thought in our own mind that as we're dialoguing with this author and understanding the author's logic and understanding our logic and understanding if our logics fit together, if they don't, if we agree, or if we disagree. All those things are based on understanding ideas and thoughts. And ideas always grow out of other ideas. If we think about the world of science that I study, we know that ideas, the body of the scientific knowledge that we understand, has been built upon from the ancient times to where we are today. And the things that I have studied in my life scientifically are adding to, are building upon things that other people have done before, and what I have done will be built upon by other people in the future. But the fact is that all of science and all of life and all of understanding, all of wisdom even, has to start with logic, and logic is supported by knowledge, facts that support our structured way of thinking, if it's right or wrong. Plato said you need some knowledge to recognize knowledge. So where does the first knowledge come from? Plato was a Greek philosopher that, of course, did not know God, so he did not know that the original knowledge of anything came from God, because God knows everything. But Plato is the father of a field of philosophy called epistemology. Epistemology studies knowledge. How do we know, and how do we know that we know? How do we know that what we believe is truth, and how do we know it's not truth? That is a field of epistemology that we have to understand when we're talking about studying knowledge. So when we study, we're actually trying to study other people's knowledge that they've acquired. When we read a text, when we listen to a professor, when we listen to a pastor, when we listen to an expert in some field, we are trying to understand what they're saying, trying to learn from what they say and think critically about what they say. We want to analyze the structure of their thoughts, evaluate what they're saying, and adapt our logic according to the proofs that they give. We and our own logic and our own thoughts are going to be instructed and corrected by others' knowledge who have maybe thought better on a subject than what we have. I often get upset with people that will say that because we're modern, we understand something better. especially when it comes to something in ancient history or ancient worlds. How dare we say that we understand better today what Paul meant in the words that he wrote, or Peter meant in the words that he wrote 2,000 years ago, than the people to who he was writing them to, or to Peter or Paul themselves, or to people even that came 500 years after Peter and Paul. Their closeness in time to that allows them to understand better, and so therefore correct our understanding many times. It does not mean that we are always wrong to say that the ancients were wrong, except for in the case of the Bible, but it does mean that we have to be very careful and very critically think through an issue and all the knowledge and facts that go with that before we start to question the validity of these people that have come before. So my question to you is, what knowledge are you studying? Whose knowledge are you studying? You see in this phone here all kinds of things, which I don't know half of what they are. I've never used Twitter. I do know what Facebook is. I know a little bit about messaging. I never used Instagram. I'm very techno-illiterate in many ways. But the knowledge that is coming on each of these different sources of social media or facts has to be verified. Is the knowledge that they are purporting, does it stand, one, the when facts are thrown against it, and two, does it support the test of time, meaning will it be as much true today as it was yesterday? It will be as much true tomorrow as what it is today. That truly is true knowledge, when those facts that we are underlying are from those things that the facts prove that knowledge be correct, the proofs of them, and that they stand the test of time. Of course, the main source of knowledge for us as Christians, and we believe and know to be truth, is the Holy Bible. The Bible is God's inspired word telling us about himself, his righteous expectations of us, and the salvific work of God through Christ by his grace and love to all humanity that will receive him. So when you're studying the knowledge in the Bible, it has to be held in a higher level. You have to realize that there is a understanding, there is a wisdom, there's a knowledge in the Bible that you will find nowhere else. It reminds me of a joke. There was the smartest man in the world, a young college student, the richest man in the world, and a pastor in an airplane. And they were flying, four men in the airplane, but there were only three parachutes. And as they were flying, the airplane had engine troubles and started to go down. And the richest man in the world said, "I have to go. I have to be with my riches to control them." And he grabbed one parachute without talking to the others and jumped out the window and with the parachute. The smartest man in the world just said, "I am the smartest man in the world. The world would be lost without me. I have to save myself." So he grabbed another parachute and jumped out the plane to save himself. So that left the pastor and the student that was left. And the pastor said to the student, "My son, I know where I'm going. You take the last parachute and you jump and save yourself. I know that when this plane crashes, I will be with Christ through eternity." And the student said to him, "Oh, no worries, man. The smartest man in the world, the parachute he took, that was my knapsack. All this got is some food in it." So we have to, one, be humble about the knowledge. Just this story illustrates being humble about our knowledge and submitting our knowledge to that which is more important than to others. And being also understand that there are others that may be smarter than us, especially in certain circumstances. This particular smartest man in the world wasn't very smart when he grabbed this student's knapsack instead of a parachute. And he paid the price for it. Of course, that's only a joke. But it does go to prove the point that we have to be careful about the knowledge we have, that we say we have. We have to be humble about it. And in all cases, as this the joke, the pastor showed the humility of willing to sacrifice his life for others because of knowing the Holy Scriptures. So when we know the Bible, we understand the Bible, we go through the Bible, we have to also study to show ourselves approved unto God. And part of the way we do that is we look at the way the text is constructed logically. We look at the thought structures that are behind it. And then we also look to put our logic and our understanding from the studying of the Word of God to change us into what we should be. So I thank you for this time. I hope to see you next time, and I hope you enjoy studying more with more effectiveness to gain knowledge in everything. God bless.